Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Think about the worst place you can get locked in somewhere or locked out, even when it's not your fault. It can be stupidly embarrassing because it's out of the ordinary. It's worse when it's your fault.
Oh, sure.
Because only the dumbest of the dumb get locked in somewhere or locked out because of themselves. And that means we're all the dumbest of the dumb, because I think everybody's done it at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I locked myself out of my old car with it running in the street.
Yeah.
That's an extra level of bad, because you just got to watch the gas run out.
Yep. Yeah, it was. I backed it out of the driveway to clean snow off of it, and then I was going to shovel some of the snow out of the driveway while it warmed up out in the street. Mm-hmm. And it was early morning. So I just backed it out, and I lived in a cul-de-sac at the time, so it was kind of right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
really screwed.
I'm going to go shovel some snow real quick so people can get out, and then just left it running. And yeah, it took an hour and a half for AAA to show up and use that little, like, it looked like the thing that they use to take your blood pressure, like the blood pressure cuff that they stick in between the door and inflate it just enough so they can stick a stick in there and hit the lock button.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is the worst, the absolute worst. I don't understand it exactly, but this from Seattle at SeaTac, their airport, or San Diego, I guess, one or the other, and Southwest Airlines. No joke, this text: a passenger got off a plane with no one else still on board and shut the door. Like, last one out, shut the door. Like, I didn't even know that was possible to be on the plane. The door locked. The pilot had to crawl through the cockpit window to get inside the airplane and then open the door again so everyone could then board the next flight. So there it is. There's a pilot when they've got the stairs up to the window pulled open, and he's crawling through the window, which is just large enough for his childbearing hips to fit through.
I'm surprised that you could open those windows from the outside.
Maybe it was,
I was
just
also
maybe it was just slightly cracked.
Maybe it was a jar
something
when they landed or something.
Yeah, they did, because they do open.
Yeah,
so you can open the window from the outside, but not the door. That's weird, right?
But I'm more concerned
about people opening the door on the inside. Frankly, no one's going to open the door from the airplane while you're flying.
How did they close that door too? Because normally, when the door is open, then the jetway is pushed right up against the door.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. If I was the last person on a plane, it would never occur to me to go, well, I'm the last one here, I should shut the door. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm the last one on the plane, I got to get out of here.
I certainly am not closing the door, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I assume when they taxied the plane in or whatever that they had opened up the windows.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, to have to climb in inside. But I've often wondered that, kind of like school buses. Like, I go, well, those open and close from the inside. Do they just leave the door open all night? How does that work?
Do they not lock?
Because if they're latched inward, then you can't just push them in.
Right. Here's one that would be embarrassing. I was locked out of my car in the parking lot of an adult bookstore in the seediest part of Kalamazoo, Michigan. I was 19. My best friend was with me, and we called her mom because my parents were really judgmental and would have flipped.
There you
go.
That's pretty good. Outside of a sketchy place, or if you're a cop who locks himself out of a cop car. Or even worse, a locksmith who locks themselves out of their own van with all their lock stuff on the inside. Yeah. Like, that would be really embarrassing.
Just out of reach.
You're like, oh my God.
Let's see. I was locked inside a touchless car wash at the Sitgo in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, where Hot Wings and I went to college. Okay. It was a near winter and cold, so the door would close during washes to keep stuff from freezing. I pulled in and the doors closed. The wash never started. I didn't want to get out for fear that it would start washing the car while I was out and snap my door up.
Yeah.
So I called my mom, who then called the gas station, and an employee had to come out and let me out of the car wash.
Called your mommy.
Did your mommy call for you?
why didn't you just call the gas station if you could call your mommy?
This one.
I don't know how to look things up.
10 years ago, I had a heart attack and my wife drove me to the hospital. And somehow when I climbed out, I locked the car while it was still running. So we were locked out of the car while I was potentially dying. And my wife had to wait by the car for roadside service with the car running while worrying as I was being rushed into the hospital to be saved.
All right. That's bad.
Do you think he lived?
No.
No. Dead as a door now.
1-800-947-3979. I'm trying to look for the one from a cop. Here it is. I'm a cop. I got locked out of my marked patrol car at a busy gas station while blocking the pumps. The manager was screaming at me for the full 12 minutes it took for another patrol car to bring me a spare key for mine.
He was yelling at you. Get away from the pump!
Like you did it on purpose.
Oh, man. Wait, that's got to make you feel low. And you're a cop getting screamed at by a gas station attendant.
This person writes from the 607. When I was in college, I had locked myself out of my bedroom when I went to take a shower. Because I walked to the shower in my boxers, I didn't have any clothes. I then had to walk across the quad in my boxers during the middle of the day to get the RA to unlock my bedroom, as I also left my phone in there as well.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's bad. That's way worse than...
Which one's the worst? I think the pilot.
Yeah, definitely.
No, because it wasn't the pilot's fault.
No, that's true.
Like, when you're the cop who locks your own keys in your running cruiser, that's pretty bad. That would be really embarrassing. Having to walk across a quad in your boxer shorts and during, like, class scheduling time, that'd feel pretty stupid. Even if, you know, people see dumb things on a college campus, it'd still be very embarrassing to be the one.
Right.
This text: my 4-year-old daughter locked herself in her locker at preschool, and it wasn't until the teacher across the hall heard screaming and crying that she was let out. That's traumatizing right there.
Oh, yeah. You think you're going to die there.
This one in West Michigan: my son locked himself on the elevator at our church for 2 hours. He put his foot in the door as it closed because he wanted to see what the parts looked like between the two doors. It took a technician forever to come and help him get out because it was Sunday, you know, church time, and they don't normally work on Sundays. He really was freaking out by the end of the time. Lesson very learned.
That's how we got stuck in the elevator that time. It wasn't a kid's foot, but it was that old nun's wheelchair wheel.
I bet it's the same one that Nick from Minnesota was going to yell at.
Probably. It held that inner door open just enough that it freaked the elevator out.
Didn't somebody's bag break too?
She was talking about her colostomy needing to be changed, but it smelled like it burst at some point.
It was not great for anyone involved.
This one, totally not me, but a local police officer locked himself in the back seat of his patrol car with a girl he was having an affair with. He was promptly fired. All right, that's going to be really hard to beat. That's a big one. You have made a lot of mistakes there.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.